A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius by Dave Eggers. My mother's hands are veiny and strong. Her neck has veins. Her back has freckles. She used to do a trick where it looked like she would be pulling off her thumb when in fact she was not. Do you know this trick? Part of one's right thumb is made to look like part of one's left hand, and then is slid up and down the index finger of the left finger, attached, then detached. It's an unsettling trick, and more so when my mother used to do it, because she did it in a way where her hand sort of shook, vibrated, her neck veins protruding and taut, her face gripped with a strain plausibly attendant to pulling off one's finger. As children, we watched with both glee and terror. We knew it was not real. We had seen it dozens of times. But its power had never diminished, because my mother was a uniquely physical presence. She was all skin and muscles. We would make her do the trick for our friends, who were also horrified and enthralled. But kids loved her. Everyone knew her from school. She directed the plays in grade school, would take in kids who were going through divorces, knew and loved and was not shy about hugging any of them, especially the shy ones. There was an effortless kind of understanding, an utter lack of doubt about what she was doing that put people at ease. So unlike some of the mothers, so brittle and unsure. Of course, if she didn't like someone, that kid knew it. Like Dean Baldwin, the beefy, dirty blonde boy up the block, who would stand in the street and, unprovoked, give her the finger as she drove by. Bad kid, she would say, and she meant it. She had an inner hardness that under no circumstances did you want to trifle with, and would have struck him from her list until the second he might say sorry. Dean unfortunately did not, at which time he would have gotten a hug like anyone else.